This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Christian music champion Carmen passes away at age 65. That story right after this short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
In late January 2021, Carmen Licciardello, better known by his fans simply by his first name, requested prayer after his recent hernia surgery, which led to pneumonia and other complications. Sadly, he passed away in a Las Vegas hospital Tuesday night, February 16th. Carmen began his musical career at the age of 15, playing drums in his mother's band. Over the years, he received many notable awards and honors, like the House of Hope of Humanitarian Award for his positive influence in the lives of American youth in 2006. He was inducted into the GMA Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2018. In 1992 and 95, he was recognized by Billboard as Contemporary Christian Artist of the Year. He even was honored with the Contemporary Christian Album of the Year in 1993 for his Addicted to Jesus album. His first number one song, The Champion, released in 1985, helped him solidify his place in music history. He earned 15 gold and platinum albums and videos and sold more than 10 million records. But anyone that knew Carmen knows that he considered his greatest lifetime achievement was winning millions of souls to Christ. His concerts were free to the public, and when it came time to share the gospel, after all the singing and dancing and clapping, hundreds and even thousands of people would respond to the gospel by accepting Christ in the counseling areas. According to his website, many times as many as 5,000 people in an evening would respond. His concerts drew masses of fans, and the crowds even set the record for the largest concert for a single Christian artist at Texas Stadium, with 71,000 fans. And in Chattanooga, Tennessee, he led 80,000 people in worship. He was loved by his fans and respected by his musical peers for his 35-year career performing amazing concerts with a powerful gospel message. His musical style was uniquely his own, but described as part evangelist, part Vegas showman. His music combined story, song, testimony, and narration to take listeners on a journey. His music videos were like short movies. In fact, Carmen actually wrote and starred in a 2001 full-length film titled The Champion, where he played a man who retired from boxing and became a preacher, who one day needed to enter the ring one final time. Carmen battled cancer in the past, and he had recovered, but he had recently announced that it returned in January 2020. On January 28, 2021, he requested prayer through his Facebook page for his recovery from a hernia surgery. His loyal fans supported him in prayer and encouragement, but sadly, Tuesday night, February 16th, he graduated into eternity. Carmen is survived by his wife Dana and his extended family. Please pray for God's comfort to be made known in their lives during this difficult time. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.